You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You are indeed tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto. Special hour scheduled until 4 o'clock here at CITR. Tonight there is a show happening at the Granville Island Red Gate Review Stage, part of the Quiet City series that is going to be featuring, among others, a Vancouver Madison duo named High Plains, and they are here in the studio patiently awaiting to play a live set for us this afternoon. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to those two. You're going to hear for the next 25 minutes or so what I'm sure will be a lovely set from High Plains, and then on the other side we'll have a quick chat with the group. This is very exciting. So without further ado, this is High Plains.
Thank you. Thank you.
that was a live set from High Plains here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's really great. They're playing tonight as part of Quiet City number 35, I believe, the Redgate Granville Island review stage. In a couple minutes, we'll get the two guys from the group on air and have a quick chat, so stay tuned.
On August 15th, Canadians celebrate Acadia with a show like none other in Canada's capital. Grab your instruments and head over to Parliament Hill for 6 p.m. to take part in a huge tintamarre for National Acadian Day. At 8:30 p.m., it's showtime at Jacques Cartier Park in Gatineau at the incredible Mosaic Canada site. Roach Voisin, Kevin Parent, Patsy Gallant, Joey Robin Haché, Lulu Hughes, and many more will be on hand to entertain you. Admission is free for everyone. For details, go to canada15aout.ca.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Thank you.
listening to Gretchen Snakes. It's a live recording from last year, May 12th, 2016. Gretchen Snakes, a local guitarist, artist, who gets some different collaborators to do projects with him whenever he plays live. Playing live tonight at the Redgate Granville Island stage as part of Quiet City number 35, I believe it is, alongside High Plains. And if you've been tuned in for the last half hour or so, you would have heard a live set here in studio from High Plains, and I'm joined here in the booth by the two of them now. How's it going?
Good. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, hanging in there? Doing all right?
Yeah.
In the fishbowl that we are sitting in. Do a couple of quick intros. Say what you do in the group.
My name is Mark Bridges. I play cello in the group. I'm from Wisconsin, so I'm just visiting for this Northwest tour.
And I'm Scott Morgan. I play everything other than cello.
Do you maybe want to do a quick, for the people who don't know who you are, origin story of High Plains and how it came together?
Sure. We met in 2014 in the fall in Banff. We were both on independent residencies at the Banff Center for the Arts in music, and I was working on a Lossal project that was like a generative music app that I ended up releasing. It's called Adrift, and Mark ended up playing on Adrift. We became friends while we were at Banff and, you know, worked on that project and then also just talked about doing something together, more of a collaborative thing together. So we applied for a separate residency in Wyoming in a place called Brush Creek Foundation for the Arts, and we were there for about 2 weeks in the winter of 2016.
Is that right?
And that's when we made Cinderland, our LP together that Cranky put out, and which is what we've been focused on playing live for the last little bit.
Yeah, great, cool. Yeah, so Cinderland is the record, came out earlier this year. It's really great. Is there any inspiration from the winters in Wyoming? What is that like? Is it the sound of Cinderland? Does it evoke Wyoming winters?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the ranch that we were at is just so expansive. And we were there, I think, in early March. And at that point, everything's kind of been dead for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's snow everywhere. And there's just kind of this bleakness that I think kind of seeped into the record for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like to do, you know, site-specific stuff too, like field recording and stuff. So there's some of that literally found its way into the record.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some of the sounds of the nearby creek and some creaking, you know, wind in the trees type sounds. And we sourced as much sound. I mean, other than Mark's cello, there was a Steinway piano in the room we were working in, so we sampled. I think neither of us are really pianists, but there's just a piano there staring at you. So yeah. we used whatever was in reach, including the environment itself.
Mm-hmm. It's good to suss out like harmonic ideas too, and just to have a piano there just to kind of sit there and plunk around on some chords for a while and just kind of figure out what you're doing.
Yeah. It's an evocative instrument, a piano, I find.
Definitely. Has a lot of weighty history about it.
Yeah.
Which I sometimes like to avoid, but
I've heard, some people, two different people have told me this who also aren't pianists, and I find it an interesting opinion, and it's just kind of funny. They both said, I've asked them, what if you would do a classical instrument, what would you play? They both say, not piano. I was like, I think I might want to play piano. They're like, I think that's the easiest instrument to play. And I'm like, why? They say it's just because you just use your hands and that's all you do. It's just two hands. That's all you have to do.
I use my hands for cello.
and I've heard two people say that must be the easiest classical instrument. And that's why people are so virtuosic.
Maybe I don't know, the triangle.
The triangle. Yeah. That could be a bit simpler. Anyhow, also, do you want to explain So Mark is just playing a cello, but then it's running through a lot of other pieces of equipment. Maybe for people who couldn't see what you were doing, what it is that you're
sure.
manipulating. And
I mean, so the record was, like I had said, built around the sounds of the cello. I was sampling the cello into the computer and building sample-based instruments out of the sound of the cello. So a lot of the electronic sounds are actually cello sounds that have been pre-processed pre-layered up. But in a live situation, Mark is mostly playing fairly acoustically, but I'm occasionally sampling little bits and pieces and stretching those out in the background. He's also got a reverb pedal now that he's using independent of me. And then we're trying to do some live looping, which didn't work in this last set. And aside from that, most of the electronic sounds that I'm triggering are, you know, sample-based things that I've pre-constructed. Mm-hmm. So I have maybe one or two really simple synthetic sounds, like some sine waves and things that I draw on now and then. And that's kind of a carryover from my Lossal stuff. But I tend to avoid too much synthesis.
Yeah, cool. What would you say are maybe unexpected influences behind the music you're making? When I hear it, I think of a lot of, you know, minimal classical music from the 20th century and whatnot. But are there things that maybe you were listening to or that came to your mind at the time when you're making it that someone might not expect? Like, say, like Def Leppard. You know, this Def Leppard album is excellent. One-armed drummer. What could we do with that simplicity in mind?
Funny you should mention that, because that's just giving away the whole background for the next record.
Yeah. The next concept.
I think, I don't know, you might want to speak to this more, Mark, but buried somewhere in there is the influence of Schubert, mostly this tone poem sort of song cycle called Die Winterreise. And it's not necessarily a harmonic thing or a musical thing or even a textural thing, but it's this sort of core idea of a endless and sort of tragic winter journey.
Yeah.
And the idea that, you know, this Cinderland is very much an album. We wanted to create it. It doesn't have a very concrete narrative, but it kind of has a feeling of a narrative, and there's all the pieces kind of plug into one another a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think that. Sorry. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I was gonna add to that. I think like each piece kind of represents an encounter on the journey with some different kind of character or circumstance,
yeah.
and Die Winterreise is kind of like that. It's like little snippets where he kind of is on this journey and, you know, sort of different thoughts come into his mind about various subjects, and,
yeah.
and so I think that's sort of how we approached making the record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I don't know if I follow like a story thread through it, but it was evident to me when I first listened to it, listening to the last song for last night, that it sounds, you have the creaking sounds in the background and stuff, and it sounds like almost like people are going to sleep, or like there's one person like walking upstairs or, you know, walking around. It's like dead of night or something. That's kind of the end of everything. I don't know. So I definitely got that feeling during.
Yeah, people like to fall asleep to that one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also a kind of absurdity to that period of German romanticism that I think we've kind of lost. We have so much science and logic and this kind of ridiculous tragic story of some guy who's basically dying of a broken heart out in some bleak, cold winter environment.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something. It's kind of charming, but also tragic, but also comic in a sort of awkward way.
Yeah, and like a sincerity of the emotions.
Yeah,
extreme sincerity.
Yeah, I really. I like that. I think we've lost a lot of that musically in a way.
Yeah, yeah. The composers like Schubert, Schumann, and Brahms in particular all kind of like exemplify that feeling, and they all sort of wrote in these highly romantic ways. And I don't know. I personally have always kind of identified my own taste with with those composers in particular, at least in a classical genre.
Mm-hmm. Great. Cool. So also, I guess, the other reason you are here today, specifically, tonight there's a show that you're playing, Quiet City, I think it is number 35.
Sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds accurate.
30, whatever it is, it's in the 30s, and that in itself is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and yeah, Constantine deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. Yeah, great branding on the posters every time
Absolutely.
They come around. I think Praying Mantis is on this one. and so that's tonight. Doors are at 9, I believe.
I think doors are at 8.
Doors are at 8. Okay.
Yeah, it might even be. I should double check that. I think the show might start. It's a bit of an early start.
Mm-hmm. We can look that up and figure it out.
Yeah, maybe look at the event page.
But that'll be with. So that's going to be at the Granville Island Redgate Review Stage tonight. High Plains will be playing along with Gretchen Snakes, who we played earlier. And then, do you want to tell us maybe a little bit about Wildcard from Portland?
Yeah. We've played the last three shows up the coast here with Wildcard, Portland, Seattle, and last night in Anacortes, Washington. And they are, two of the three are really good old friends of mine, Paul Dickow and Marcus Fisher. Paul is better known as Strategy and had a couple releases on Cranky and various other labels, and Marcus, you know, works quite a lot with Taylor Dupree's 12K label, and I love those guys to death, and they have teamed up with William Selman, who the three of them are kind of doing this pseudo improvisational modular based set of really playful and really interesting music, and it's been really fun sharing the stage with them. They're really good guys.
Great. Found it here. So it is, doors are at 8 for that tonight. So all of you, the thousands of listeners, head out tonight to Redgate Review Stage, which is 1601 Johnson Street. That's on Granville Island. And at that time of night, it will be the only thing open on Granville Island, so just head down there.
It'll be peaceful.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's going to be nice. I find, since they've moved there, it's a funny contrast they have sometimes with their stage, and then the backstage lounge is right across the way from them, and they have, like, blues cover bands and stuff like that. And it's a pretty funny mix. So maybe that'll be happening. Who will have...
Who knows?
Deep listening and rockabilly
and shallow listening. No, that's terrible.
Well, without value judgment, just saying that's the idea. Just the difference in consumption of what you're seeing. Great. So thanks again for coming out. It's really nice set that
thanks
you played
for having
here.
Us. Yeah, thank you. It's great to be in the CITR again.
In the nest. This building is apparently called The Nest.
It's good to be in the nest.
In the nest. I'd asked earlier about maybe a song request, although I looked up Die Winterreise, by Schubert, and of course it's on YouTube. So I may just start playing this to fade us out, if that is okay.
Yeah.
Does it start in an interesting way? Or should I just jump to the middle and it'll just be doing something?
Go to...
Depost.
Depost, yeah. Depost is very upbeat. Go to, if you want to play something that's kind of dark and in line with Cinderland, go to either Rast or Erstarrung.
Okay. Oh, this person translated them into English. Rast oh, wait, got heart, it. Right? Rast. No. Got it here.
I think it just means rest.
Oh, rest, right.
Okay, good. This should be it. Alrighty. So this is going to be Rost from Die Winterreise by Schubert to close things out this afternoon. Head down to Granville Island tonight to see High Plains and keep on listening. I don't know what's on next. I'm not normally here on Sundays.
Oh.
So we're gonna, it's just mystery event. Actually, no, it's funny. Normally, this time is it's called La Fiesta, and it's all Latin music, dance music.
Exciting.
So we have taken it over and subverted.
We've put everyone to sleep, and now they're going to get woke up.
We're going to jump back into it. Okay. That's it. Schubert now.
Du merkst, wie